Well, for this week's inbox, I have Candace with me. Hey, Candace.
Hi, Lisa.
Hello. For another relationship question. And it seems that a lot of these are kind of giving interesting twists or kind of unique scenarios that are probably very specific to this person's situation. So I'm going to go ahead and let you weigh in on this one, okay?
Sounds good.
This is from a woman who is saying, "My only hesitation in dating a guy friend of mine is that he has previously been married. His wife died almost 3 years ago, and he really loved her. If we pursue a relationship, how do I not feel as though I'm being compared to her as the other woman? Is it too big of a mess to get into? Is 3 years enough time for him to grieve the loss?"
When I first read this, I felt a lot of compassion for this woman and even more probably for the man. And recognize my inability to answer it from my own experience, because thankfully I don't have this story. But I did think of a friend. The Lord brought to mind a friend of mine who recently got married, who is a woman whose husband died several years ago. And so I actually called her right before talking to you, Lisa, just to say, hey, could you just give me a little insight, because I don't know what this feels like. And she graciously let me see a little bit into her life to say first that it is natural for there to be apprehension when you are considering dating someone who is a widow or a widower. It's normal to worry that there might be an element of comparison. And I suspect, too, there's a great apprehension on the part of the one who was left, you know, the one who survived, to consider going into another relationship. And just to say, yes, it's normal to ask the question you're asking. And you need to be able to have this conversation with him, assuming that he's asking you to date him. She didn't tell us, Lisa, if he's asked her out. And I suspect that maybe he hasn't yet, but she's hoping that he will, because even her use of the term, "Is this too much of a mess to get into?" If that's her attitude going into it, I would say maybe for her it is. And so my friend, the second thing she said is, it's not for everyone. Going into marriage with someone who has been widowed is not a calling that every Christian is called to. And it takes a great amount of maturity to walk into that situation and to be able to honor the deceased and honor the marriage that was, and recognize what a formative part of your now spouse's story and past that is, and not feel like it's got to be a topic that we can never talk about, and not feel like it's off the table, but to be willing to enter into that story as a new chapter. Yeah. And I asked her, you know, can it, or would it work to say, it's like if you had a child die, I don't know any parent who had a child die who then said, well, I can't have any more children because I would always be comparing this new child to the one who died. No, I think often the Lord provides and blesses with more children, and you realize that God gives us new love for these new people, and it doesn't negate the love that was, and it's in no way a comparison to it. It's just a blessed outpouring of more love. And so I think, you know, at the end of the day, any anxiety about comparison might actually be more the problem of the person coming in who wasn't widowed than the one who was.
Hmm. Yeah, that's so true. And it reminds me of an interview that we did here at Boundless with Danny Ertley, where he talked about his own story of losing his wife to cancer. And he even wondered, you know, can I love another person? And just how God really showed him that, kind of like what you were saying with kids, Candace, how God creates, you know, our heart is expandable. We can create more room for more people, and how God did just that. And it didn't replace his wife. It didn't take out the space that she had occupied in his heart, but it allowed him room for his second wife. And so
Yeah. That's
true. It's a good picture.
Well, and, you know, the Lord says, don't envy. We're not supposed to be envious. And so if you feel like you can't enter the situation without having some envy of the past relationship, of the first wife, then you're probably not a good fit for this man.
Hmm.
And then just quickly, too, to address the issue of time, she asked, is 3 years long enough? And I think each story is unique, and everybody has different amounts of time they need to grieve. And I've had relatives that I've seen get remarried after a year, you know, uncles who are older, their wife dies in their 60s, and within a year they're remarried, and often to a friend that the wife even knew. But that's not the case for everyone. You know, 3 years might be just the right amount of time. It might take someone else 5 years. It's individualized. how much time it takes to grieve and feel like you're at a place where you can start a new life with a new wife.
Right. Well, thank you, Candace, for getting that insight from your friend, as well as sharing some of your own, and just always lacing it with scripture and with good principles, too. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, Lisa. Thanks.
All right, folks, that is it for this week's show. Again, write to us at editor@boundless.org with your feedback or post on our blog post related to the podcast. We love that as well. I do want to remind you all that we have our shows archived, and so you can follow ones from the past and make sure you're sharing them with your friends so that we know, so that we just know that we're in your lives and that you are truly learning from that and, again, being part of the community here at Boundless. So, that is it for this week's show. I'm your host, Lisa Anderson, for The Boundless Show.